Because we have so much.
And you know what's funny?
Share.
Sister, when you said we need 3 hours, I'm like, sister, there's no way. What are we going to be filling 3 hours with? And now, even after 3 hours, we run short. We run short of time.
Right.
To lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And sister, let's mention salvation is coming. That's why we're here. It is about salvation. It is about salvation, salvation, salvation. Our goal and our purpose for Poems of Divine Power Solution at CKMS 102.7 is this, that you may hear a verse, you may hear something that will lead you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that your soul will be with Him and the Father in eternity forever. So we're offering the gift that Jesus Christ left at the cross, and we're offering that for every single soul that He left that for. And we pray that your heart today is open to receive Him. Not yesterday, it's gone. And we cannot go back and change what our mistakes, our success, our failures from yesterday. We cannot do that. Anything. The past is the past. We can look back and reflect and pave the way for the future. But tomorrow's not promised either. So sister, all we have is what?
Today, the minute, second, your life can be wiped out that fast.
And so, sister, speak on this for a minute. But today, let's put our trust in Christ.
Well, I've been in really bad car accidents. I have had a very bad fall. I've had other things prior to that. If I didn't know Jesus Christ, my destination would have been hell. But because I already had accepted Jesus, I knew where I would be going in those moments.
Thank you, Lord.
In the accident, they thought I had died. And Lord was merciful, and He put angels around me and lifted me up. And I came out of whatever it was. And anyways, I knew where I would have been. I knew where I was going.
Thank you, Lord.
But if I hadn't known Jesus Christ as my Savior, I would have been in a darkness, as I had testified earlier. I've been in that darkness to help others out of it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And it's a spiritual journey, and you have to be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
To help others.
Yes.
And you can't be strong if you don't have Jesus Christ as your sustainer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He holds you up by righteous right hand.
Amen.
He holds the universe. If He
let go,
everything would crash.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They say it's gravity, and I forget all the stuff they say, but it's He who created gravity.
Amen.
It's He who created the heavens and earth.
Amen.
It's He who put the oceans and the seas and the fishes and the animals on the land. It was He who killed the first animal to cover Adam and Eve's shame.
Amen.
It broke His heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
To have to kill what He created.
Thank you, Lord.
And we would not have had to kill animals to eat if that sin had not happened.
Thank you for your
mercy. But it did. And how did that all be okay? Because Christ went to the cross.
Amen.
He was the last sacrifice.
Amen.
The sacrificial lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once and for all, our debts are paid. So if you do not know Christ,
hallelujah,
and you're in all kinds of trouble,
thank you, Lord.
Come to the cross.
Amen.
Confess your sin.
Thank you,
Tell
Jesus.
Him what you did wrong. Ask Him to come in your heart.
Amen.
And He'll make the way.
Amen.
He is the way maker.
Amen.
And He'll keep His hand upon
Amen.
You and bring you through every trial
Amen.
And tribulation that you have in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me.
Amen. So now we shall go on to the poem.
Sister, we're going on to the poem. I want to make sure I confirm God's word correctly, John 4:16, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And we're going to offer that gift at the cross that Jesus Christ left. And we pray that your heart is open to receive that today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And yes, sister, we are moving on to the poem.
Okay, so the Sustaining Chord, Poems of Divine Power, Book 2, page 69. I should read the first paragraph again. Who are you, Lord, that I should serve you? You are my rock, my strong tower, and my love that I pursue. You are my deliverer, my protector, and my life source. There's so much more to view that I have not read. Amen. So amen. Now we'll go to the first line. Who are you, Lord, that I should serve you? And the first scripture to that is 1 Chronicles 17:16.
I am there. Okay. And God's word read as such. Then King David went in, sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, Lord God? And what is my family that you have brought me this far?
Amen.
Amen.
Then we have Psalm 8:4.
Are you there?
Psalm 8:4. What is a man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
Repeat that one more time, sister.
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Who are we that the King of Kings will visit us?
Creator of heaven and earth.
The sustainer of life. Amen.
Amen.
And then we have Hebrews 2:6.
I'm at Hebrews 2:6, and God's word reads as such, but there is a place where someone has testified, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, a son of man that you care for him.
Amen.
Amen. And sister, that's us. That's humanity questioning why God cares about us, why he's concerned about us. And the Bible gives us the reason why. It does it not?
Well, what is it?
He loves us.
That's right. He created us and we're his children.
And he loves us.
And he loves us. Amen. He's the Father, right?
Amen.
He loves his creation.
Sometimes it's just simple.
That's right. Now we're going to Psalm 119:14. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. Okay, wait a minute. I must have got the wrong one. I'll just start at 9. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I'll meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I'll delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. And then we have Psalm 144:3. Yes, at the end there.
Psalm 144. Oh yeah, you heading there, sister?
Mm-hmm. I passed it. There we are. Psalm 144:3. Oh dear! Now the pages flipped. There we are. Psalm 144:3. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, of the son of man that you are mindful of him? I'm going to go line 4 because we talked about this. Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. That means we don't have we don't have time to waste. You receive him as Jesus Christ quickly, because our time is like a shadow, and it could be too late to have salvation.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And now we'll go to the second line.
Yes.
You are my rock, my strong tower, and my love that I pursue. Amen. So Genesis 3:9
reads as such. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" And we know that's in the Garden of Eden.
Yes. He was looking, he was pursuing them. That was God pursuing them. And he pursues us.
Amen.
So 2 Samuel 2. I've got to get there. I'm at 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel verse 2, 22. Lots of twos there. 2, 2, 2, 2. 2 Samuel 2, 22. Okay. Oh, I don't know. This isn't what I...
What's that?
Well, it's about... We'd have to read the whole thing, so I think we better leave it alone.
Then go ahead, sister, as the Spirit leads.
Yes. So let's go to... Psalm 18:2.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be too long to read. I guess I was reading it and then I just realized how long it was.
So we're going where?
Psalm 18:2.
Psalm 18:2 reads as such. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. If you can head to the next verse, sister.
Yes, 130, Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8.
No. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and my horn, of my salvation, my stronghold.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And there's that word salvation. Yes. Is only in Christ.
Now we're going to Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8.
I'm there, sister, and it reads, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." Sister, I want to expand this verse a little.
Okay.
I recall this 7. Okay, we'll go. Verse 9. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is at light. For you've created my innermost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. God knew us before we were born.
That's right.
The Bible speaks, he knows every hair in our head and everything in our body. He knows every breath that we take, the first and the last.
That's correct. Now we're going to go to John 3:16. See, this is God pursuing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loved us so much that he's pursuing us. He put his Son on the cross so we could come to him in his love.
Thank you,
Lord. He would save us because he doesn't want anyone to perish. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 3:8 reads as such.
3:18.
Thank you, my sister. May have power together. It tells me I need to go back to 3:17. Ephesians 3:17-18. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as sister, and you started out today talking about faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love, and we talked about the love of God, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Now that was Ephesians 3:17-18.
Right.
Right. Amen. Yes, I needed to go back one verse.
And this is how he's always pursued. Oh, sorry.
No.
Okay. This is how he pursues us, through his love.
Amen.
He's done everything to get our attention.
Amen.
And what do we do? The silly things. When we're hurting, what do? We run away from the cross.
Silly things.
When we need help, we turn to others other than to go to him at the beginning.
Yes.
We're to pursue him, so we're going to go into the scriptures for that.
Sister, that is so true what you're speaking.
So Psalm 4:1, Psalm chapter 4, verse 1. A lot of psalms right now, eh?
Indeed.
Psalm 4, verse 1. Okay. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. That's us pursuing. That's David pursuing. But that's what we are. Hear me when I call, O Lord, of my righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. And then the next one is I should have gone to 8. Sorry.
We did Proverbs. We just completed
Psalm 4:1.
Correct. Are you going to go to Psalm
3:8? Was that verse 3-8? Maybe. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. We're still in Psalm 4, verses 3-8.
Gotcha. And then verse 23 after.
But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Salah. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the seasons that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. That's David again, pursuing God to be with him. And then the other one was verse 23, Psalm. I think that's Psalm 23. We did that earlier, but we'll do it again.
It's verse 23.
No, 23, Psalm 23. I know, but it's okay to read it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. See how assured David was in the Lord? And he repeats back what the Lord will do for him. He pursued the word of God and gave it back to the Lord what he would do for him. And that's what we need to do as well.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So now we're going to Proverbs 8:17. Yes.
I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise, we're to pursue him or to seek him.
Straightforward.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen. And that's in Matthew 6:33.
Are you there?
No. Okay.
Matthew 6:33.
No. Oh, you heading there, my sister?
Oh, I asked you if you were there. Are you
no,
there?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it is actually the next verse. I didn't realize that.
Okay, Matthew 6:33. Here we are. Well, 31. This, okay. Well, that's it. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. And that song was perfect for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now we're going to line 3 of paragraph 1 on page 69, the sustaining chord. You are my deliverer, my protector, and my life source. Amen.
Amen.
So Genesis 2:7.
Genesis 2:7 reads as such. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed life into his nostrils, the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
Amen.
And there you go, sister.
He's our life.
Use this line against the Big Bang Theory. Right?
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we're going to go to Psalm 36:9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
Amen.
And then we have Colossians 3:4.
Colossians 3:4 reads as such. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen,
amen. Amen.
And that is one of the rewards of salvation.
Now, I should have did Psalm 36:9 as the source of life and eternal source. So I'm going to read it again. 36:9, Psalm 36:9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
And that was under the source of life.
Yes, and eternal source below. It's both.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And then John 1:4.
John 1:4 reads as such. John 1:4 reads, in him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God.
Eternal source.
Amen.
Now we're going to line 4.
We're going to go to line 4, sister, to conclude the first paragraph.
There's so much more to view that I have not read. Amen. And you know, I have read and read the Bible many times all the way through. But there's still, I haven't read it enough. Because every time I read it, there's more to read.
And doesn't it happen that when you read it, God opens new things to your eyes?
That's
every
why
time?
You can't stop reading it, because there's always new things in it. And if you miss it, it's like you lost a treasure.
Yes, you missed that golden nugget.
Nugget, you're right. Matthew 13:11. Are you there?
Matthew 13:11 reads as such. He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Then we have Acts 17:11. I'm getting there. Here we are. Acts 17:11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonian in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
Amen.
And that's something? See, it's right there. They kept searching out the scriptures daily to find out if the things that you've been taught, things that people are preaching to you, if it is so.
Or in God's word. That's where you verify the truth of what you hear.
That's right. So are you at 1 Corinthians?
No, I'm over. Oh, shoot, sister. I'm at 2 Timothy.
Well, you can go ahead and I'll get to 1 Corinthians.
Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 reads as such. Study to be shrewd, yourself approved unto God, a worksman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you, Lord.
If we don't know the word, we don't know if it's the truth. Amen. Properly, how God is speaking it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 16. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen.
Amen and amen.
However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of the age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The things we also speak, not in words which men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen.
So, when we receive Jesus Christ, we get the inner spirit of the Holy Spirit within us, and we can know the mind of Christ. We can know things that others don't know. And the only way we can do that is to stay in the Word and search the Scriptures and meditate and pray and seek God.
So that's the wisdom and knowledge and the insight that the Lord blessed us with, sister.
That's right. Amen. Now we're going to go to the second paragraph.
Yes.
I will continue in your word, which is alive, as it inspires my soul from within, awakening my spirit as your word is spoken, becoming my assurance. Amen.
Amen and amen.
So there's Isaiah 55:11. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Sister? Isaiah 55:11. Read as such. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister, no, that's a beautiful scripture. God, that's a bold statement from God.
It is. Beautiful scripture. And then we have John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And I'm going to 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
And amen. And sister, that was John 8:31
to 32.
Yeah, 8 to 32.
And then we've got Hebrews 4.
And there, okay. Hebrews 4:12 speaks, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your word of truth that judges.
See, I will continue in your word, which is alive. Now, the second line. In Poems of Divine Power, Book 2, page 69, second paragraph, second line. As it inspires my soul from within.
Amen. That's a perfect tie into that verse from Hebrews 4:12, sister.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to Psalm 19. Are you there?
No.
I'll get there. Yeah.
Perfect. I'll head over to John. You got two Psalms there, sister, and I'll be in John.
So Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Hallelujah. I love that.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
And it was Psalm 119, verse 7 to 36. Psalm 119, 7 to 36. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word? With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared, and the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the ways of the testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I've declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I'll run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen, my sister.
David was on fire for God.
He's a friend of God.
That's right. Amen. And that's the way we should be.
Amen.
Amen.
He gives us a great example.
Yes. And then we have John 6:63.
John 6:63 reads as such, "The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And then we have 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3. "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory." Amen and amen. He's alive.
Amen and amen. Now, thank you, Lord.
Now we're going to the third line, and paragraph
line
2.
Yep, line 3. No, line 3, paragraph 2.
Yep. "Awakening my spirit as your word is spoken." I'm going to go second line first. "As it inspires my soul from within." Third line. "Awakening my spirit as your word is spoken." Amen. "Becoming my assurance." That's the fourth line. So we'll go to 3 and 4 lines.
Amen.
Okay.
And so that takes us, sister, to Isaiah 50, verse 4. "The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the words that sustain the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed." Thank you, Lord. And that's the blessing day by day. Every day he opens our eyes, our ears.
That's right. So Ezekiel 37, verses 4, 5. "Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I'll put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord." Amen.
Amen and amen.
Now Romans 13:11.
Romans 13:11 reads as such, "And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there's that salvation again, my sister.
Your salvation is nearer than when you first began.
Amen. And we're off in it shortly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Okay, so we're going to 1 Corinthians 2:11, but I think I'll start at 10. "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
And now we're going to line 4. Well, I read line 4, but I'll read it again. On page 69, Poems of Divine Power, Book 2, The Sustaining Cord, page 69, line 4. Paragraph 2, line 4, "Becoming my assurance." Okay, so we got Isaiah 59:11.
Yes. Isaiah 59:11 reads as such. Sorry, sister, that's 59:11.
55.
Okay.
Isaiah
55:11. Yeah. Sorry, I had the wrong one there. Isaiah 55:11, which we read earlier on the previous line. Line 1 reads as such, "So is my words that go out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it."
Amen. We've got to hear that many times.
Thank you, Lord.
So yeah. Now we're going to Romans 4, verse 20 to 21. And it's talking about Jesus. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
And then we got Romans 8, 38 to 39. I guess 37. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither depth nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And we read that before, but it's a reassurance of what we will not be separated from God. Once we receive him as Savior.
Amen.
We're marked by the Holy Spirit.
Amen and amen. Thank you, sister.
So we're in Acts 17.
Verse 31, and it reads as such, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead.
Amen.
Amen. And that man is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Now we're... You okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now in Hebrews 6, 17. 17. They should make the... It's too bad they can't make the numbers a little bigger. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs a promise, the immutable of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God so to lie, we might have strong consultation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Amen and amen.
Amen so, and amen.
And now we're, what's the next one? Hebrews 10:32. But recall the... maybe I should go a little higher. Let's see. Go to 30. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. So 33, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Loss is gain when you're in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen, sister.
And then we have Hebrews
11:1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So now we're going to paragraph 3.
Sister, we're going to close up paragraph 3 and we're doing... 1 John 5, verse 13.
Well, I've got to read it first.
No, we're closing up paragraph 2.
That's right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You said 3.
Yeah, 1 John 5, 13. Okay. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen, my sister.
Now we'll go to paragraph 3.
Sister?
Hmm?
We're going to go to a song.
Okay.
God's Hand.
Okay.
And then we're... Sorry, sister. That's you're okay. Right. We're going to a call to sons and daughters.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. A call to the sons and daughters.
A call to sons and daughters now. A sacred voice, a holy vow. To leave the world and choose his way. Stand in truth and not delay. Overcome by testimony, a life surrendered faithfully. Heart fixed, mind made up today. Stand the faithful rise. No turning back, no compromise. A call to sons and daughters here. Cast away all doubt and fear. Sing the lion, sing the way. Follow him and not delay. Lose your life and you will find eternal. Sinners cannot remain uncommitted, hearts in vain. The pearl of great price we hold, the kingdom more than gold. The world may never understand, but sons and daughters take their stand.
To be
Amen. 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 It is that time in the program where we offered what Jesus Christ left at the cross for every single soul. The gift of salvation, to be forgiven of your sins. Not only that, to receive the gift of eternal life and to be with Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit in eternity forever. The Bible says it's as simple as a free gift. It's not anything that you have to do. You just have to receive this free gift. And if you can, if you repeat the prayer that my sister is about to pray, if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, the Bible says you will be saved. And that's the only requirement that is needed. And we pray today that your heart is open to receive the gift of God that He left at the cross for every single soul. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this program, first of all, Father God. And I thank you that people have the opportunity to receive you as their Savior, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that your word says if we hold you up high, you'll draw men all men unto yourself. Father God, we ask that now as we say this prayer of salvation, O Lord, that many will hear and many will be drawn unto you as drawn into the light and out of the darkness, O Lord. I thank you for John 3:16-17, that states, O God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen. And Romans 10:9-13 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you'd pray this prayer with me and with Richard, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your salvation. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead. I call upon your name, O Lord, and ask you to come into my heart and save me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, you are now a child of God. You belong to the family of God. Congratulations. We welcome you. Okay. We welcome you to the family of God. Angels are smiling down at you. God is smiling down at you. Everybody's celebrating. Welcome, welcome, my son or daughter.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. The Bible says when one soul opens their heart to receive Christ, all of heaven rejoices. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy upon our lives. And so we're here every week offering the gift of salvation.
Amen.
To the hearts of God's people that is open to receive it.
Amen. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, we come to you. We again thank you for this program, for the people that are listening, Lord, that know you, that any confusion, any troubles or trials or tribulations that they're going through, Lord, any doubts, Father God, I ask you that, Father God, that your hand is upon them. And Father God, that they'll draw them nigh unto you, into your word. And I know with a heavy heart, sometimes it's hard to do. But Lord, I ask you to visit those with heavy hearts. I ask you to visit those who have hardened their hearts. I ask you to visit those who are saddened in the heart. I thank you, Lord, you'll bring joy in the darkness. You'll bring light into the darkness, that you'll bring your salvation into the darkness. And, oh, Lord, you'll lift off the spirit of heaviness. And, Lord, that you will put a new song in their mouths and a dance in their step, Father God. And, Father God, for those who are sick or in hospitals, Lord, I ask you to do a visitation to them, Lord, and show them the love you have for them, Father God, and that you'll raise them up and heal them, Lord, wherever they might be. I thank you, Lord, in the nations, that the nations are raging, Lord, that you will bring peace to the nations, that you'll bring solitude to the nations, Lord, that there'll be a meeting of minds through you, O Lord, because your hand is upon every situation, that, Lord, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Father God, I ask that you bring peace in the places where it seems impossible to have peace. I ask you to calm the wars, O Lord, and the fires that are raging through the lands, O Lord, that your rain will pour out upon the forest, Lord, that is burning up the homes of the animals and of the people. Father God, I ask you to have a refreshing rain over the nations, over our cities, over our towns, over our lands. I thank you, Lord, a refreshing visitation of the Spirit raining down upon your people today, O Lord. A refreshing rain. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you all. God bless you for listening. And I hope there's something you could take away today from this program, Poems of Divine Power Solution. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26. I truly mean that from my heart. I pray a blessing over every one of you and every member of your family from generation to generation. I pray his hand will keep you all in the salvation of the Lord. I pray, Lord, that your face shines as the sun shines through the world. And I thank you that you are your grace is sufficient for us, Lord, as we look to you. Look to the hills whence our help comes from. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And we want to thank you for joining us at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. We're here from every Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank you, and we pray for the souls today. Find a Bible-believing church to begin your journey with Christ. Philippians 4:6-7 reads as such. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. Hold on to that verse today, this yes. week, this minute, this month, this year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for joining us here. It's Richard saying have a blessed weekend.
And goodbye from Annie Lean again. God be with you always. Amen. Have a good week.
Amen and amen. To him be the glory.
Hallelujah. Or make a donation at braininjurycanada.ca.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors.
My name is Tamara Lawrence. I'm an environmentalist and a peace activist, and I'm very pleased to support CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, and I want Canada to cut military spending and get out of NATO. Peace now.
Parkinson Society Southwestern Ontario is committed to supporting people living with Parkinson's disease in your community. Our largest annual fundraiser is coming up and we need your help. On Saturday, September 12th, we will be at Kiwanis Park for Walk for Parkinson's at 10 a.m. Come on out for some fun, music, there will be food and lots more. We hope to see you there. Go to walkforpd.ca to register and make a donation. Please note that all the funds raised go directly towards supporting research and programs and services for people with Parkinson's and their families.
I'm Michelle Kawamoto Perry, host of Expressions of Leadership. Join me every Monday at noon and Friday at 7 a.m. on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo as leaders from all walks of life share moments of challenge, growth, and triumph. These are the stories that redefine what leadership truly means. That's Expressions of Leadership, Mondays at noon and Friday at 7 a.m. on CKMS.
Hey, this is Vitalia, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Hi, I'm Jacob Beck from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.